Here's Caden Favors out of Carl Albert High School, Midwest City, Oklahoma.
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're not as good as you are. Neither of us was ever drafted in the sixth round of the Major League Baseball draft. Certainly that had to be a tremendous high point for you. Tell us where you were and what you were doing when you heard about this.
Yeah, I was out in Norman at my sister's house, and we had a bunch of family there, and my girlfriend was there, and we, you know, just waited for a phone call, and thankfully it wasn't, you know, late in the day. It was early in the day, so we got a full day of celebrating in, and yeah, I mean, it's everything you dream about.
When did it start to kind of feel realistic for you, not just leading up to the draft, but in your life? When professional baseball seemed like an attainable goal? Because, you know, you weren't terribly highly recruited. Obviously, I think you were a walk-on. So, you know, you obviously improved your stock tremendously over the last few years. When did professional baseball start to feel realistic for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every kid dreams about it. I got lucky enough to go play junior college baseball. And as soon as I stepped on campus at my junior college, you know, my skills started to tick up a little bit. And then I started to get some scout interest. And, you know, it's still a far dream. And I, you know, I had a rough freshman year. And then I just wanted to get out of there and prove to myself that I could play Division I baseball. And thankfully, I was still talking to Coach Pelfrey at the time. And he said, you know, we got a walk-on spot for you. And I was like, that's all I need is an opportunity. And so I walked on there. And, you know, the spring rolled around and I proved myself. And then I really started to get interest. And, you know, just it kind of continued to build from there. So if I had to say there was a, you know, a point of realizing that, oh man, I can go play pro, had to have been that, you know, sophomore spring. Like I was dominant, and I was like, oh man, like there, you know, it's only up from here.
Talking with Caden Favors out of Carl Albert High School, Midwest City, Oklahoma, the ace of the Shockers staff this past season, 9-4 with a 3.21 earned run average, and pitched a bunch of innings, 106.2 innings. So when did you start to realize, Caden, that you were coming into your own as a pitcher, that things were starting to click, that all the coaching and conditioning and all that stuff, you're 6'3", 205, so you have good size, that it was coming together for you?
Yeah, I mean, this year I felt the most comfortable in my, you know, body and mechanics. And I learned that, you know, my stuff is better than what I've been, you know, not told it was, but I haven't used it in the right way. And Coach Claggett helped me figure that out. And, you know, I talked to Pelfrey still some too. So he helps me on the mental side of the game with, you know, him playing in the big leagues for so long. It's just, I had a great support system around me, and they just, you know, led me down the right road.
How much were the Guardians on you this spring? Did you have conversations, I assume mostly probably with scouts, but closer to the draft, did you talk to any of the front office guys? And what have been kind of your early impressions of that organization?
You know, I know
that's a loaded question. Before you answer it, The person who just asked you that question is a devout Cleveland Guardians fan. So there's a little bit of a loaded nature to the question, but go ahead and answer it.
You know, I let my advisor handle all that. And, I mean, he did most of the talking to teams for me, just kind of let me focus on baseball. But I do know that they were pretty high on me, and I'm stoked to be a Cleveland Guardian, honestly. I've been to Progressive Field. Me and my dad took a trip up there a couple of years ago and got to catch a game, and I love the fans and love the city of Cleveland, so I'm excited.
Well, we welcome you with open arms, Caden.
Admit it, you wish the Cardinals had picked you. No, I'm kidding. We're happy for you to go to any team, and I'm sure that you've studied up on the Guardians in the day since you were drafted yesterday, and It's an awesome deal. So you grew up in Oklahoma. You're a baseball guy through and through. Who was your team growing up, Caden?
You know, my dad wasn't much of a sports guy. So I kind of grew up watching anything that was on ESPN. And around that time, the Yankees and Red Sox were really good. So I grew up a Yankees fan, but you know, at this point, I'm happy to be a Guardian, honestly.
And to build off that question, you obviously got to play for Brian Green just 1 year and Anthony Claggett. You mentioned him, the pitching coach, again, just 1 year under him. Where do you think the future of Shocker baseball is headed under their leadership?
Honestly, I think it's only up from here. I mean, I know you can say, you can talk all you want, but, you know, they've proved that they are going to be here for a long time. And, I mean, I've been around a lot of coaching staffs, and, you know, I love Pelfrey and them, and I think they're great. And I think Coach Green and Coach Claggett and all them, they're the right guys for the job. And I honestly see Wichita State either in a regional next year or the year after that.
Was there any apprehension for you? I mean, if you there was a new coaching staff, so if you had left, you would have had a new coaching staff. Obviously, you stayed, there was a new coaching staff. And knowing what was at stake for you, were you at all apprehensive about a new voice coming in? And you, were you worried about maybe him changing you at all? And obviously, that didn't happen. So how did that kind of relationship evolve with Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, no matter where I go, there's always going to be voices, you know, in my ear. And, you know, he has the experience, and I think he's a great coach. You know, it's just kind of buying into what's being told to you. And thankfully, me and him got along enough to where he realized that, you know, I'm going to be a professional athlete within the next coming year. So he treated me like a pro, where it was like we could have the, you know, man-to-man conversations of, hey, like, I think you'll succeed by doing this. Let's try this. And I was like, sounds good.
Caden Favors, our guest, chosen in the sixth round yesterday by the Cleveland Guardians. Of course, had a stellar career at Wichita State. These teams will start to sign these draftees here in the near future. But with your workload this past year, Caden, what are you expecting? Are you expecting to go maybe to their spring training complex? Instead of getting an assignment to a team, how does that? What do you expect?
You know, I'm not too sure how it works. I do know that I'll be ready for whatever's asked of me. Whether I need to stay there and train, and they want to work at the spring training facility, or if I need to go hit the ground running and go make an impact, and you know, single A or double A, I'll do whatever's asked of me.
So I think. You know, Paul Skeens and maybe some others, but really Paul Skeens has brought the mustache back into style for pitchers. You got a little one going, I think, last year. Little one. It's not Skeens-like, but it maybe could be someday. Is that is that still kind of the look?
Yeah. Anything you can get up there to intimidate somebody, you know. If you can get in a little bit of intimidation going, you've already won. So, I mean, I do the mustache you know, as an intimidation thing. Everyone else thinks it's a little funny, but I like it, so I'm going to stick with it.
I love it.
It was a moment last night talking about former Shockers when Alec Bohm performed very well in the home run derby. I imagine that that caught your interest a little bit because the trickling effect of former Shockers who are making an impact in Major League Baseball has slowed down a little bit. I know you'd like to be one who makes that impact. Did you watch Alec Bohm? Have you ever met him? Has he ever come back through Shocker land?
I haven't met him personally. I know a few of the guys that played with him. My first year there, they were fifth-year seniors, and they've, you know, only said great things about him. And, you know, I'd love to run into him one day and kind of catch up and see what funny stories he has for me. But I mean, I'd love to start the trend of Shockers being, you know, in the big leagues again. I know Brock is tearing it up, and, you know, hopefully I'll see
Luke
him
Ritter
too. Yeah, and Luke Ritter. I'm hoping we can start something to bring Wichita State back to what it used to be. this is a great program, yeah, and I know we have the right cusp for it. Yeah.
Well, we look forward to following your progress. Certainly, my son, Jeff, will be a big fan. So best of luck, Caden. Thanks for coming on the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me.